gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into this absolutely wonderful, magnificent Monday, December 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening this week in the lame duck session. The one female state representative who was out last week for personal reasons, health reasons, God only knows, is allegedly coming back. So Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, majority floor leaders, they have organized and put forward a list of bills they're going to ram through the House, the Senate, and send to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk for signing into law. I have a complete list. Thanks to State Representative Matt Maddock. He texted me last night. The agenda was released. He got it, texted me. I'm going to be sharing the information with you. But on a lighter side, real quick, I don't know if you watched the football game last night where the Buffalo Bills went indoors to play the Los Angeles Rams. The LA Rams. It was a phenomenal game back and forth, but Matthew Stafford, the former Lion quarterback, many years with the Lions, well, we traded him to LA. In return, we got their quarterback, Jared Goff, who's doing phenomenally well in the Lions system this year. They did good last year. They're doing even better this year. Well, guess who they play this coming Sunday? 4:25, it's an afternoon game at Ford Field in Detroit, indoors, the Buffalo Bills. Well, Matthew Stafford and the Rams defense showed the Lions exactly how to beat Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. It was a great game. Was phenomenal, and they laid out the perfect game plan to beat them. Because I'm pretty concerned about the Lions. They're beat up. They've got a lot of players hurt. They've went out and gotten replacement players. They're plugging them into the Lions system. It's an actual system they have. Any guy can play the position. You just have to learn the system. Well, due to the fact that they played on Thanksgiving, they don't play or didn't play yesterday or up tonight, Monday Night Football. They got an entire week and a half off. So hopefully they're going to heal up. They're going to watch that film from last night. They're going to study it and perhaps do some of the same things that the Rams did to the Bills and able to beat them this coming Sunday at 4:30 at Ford Field. So it's a great week of football. Hopefully you guys are finally getting on the bandwagon to see some great football. I know a lot of you have boycotted NFL. Well, personally, it's time to move on for me. And I'm looking forward to seeing the game on Sunday. Got so much information to talk about today. We got a full show. Missy from My Pure Health Solutions will be joining us in the second hour. She has some new information to share with you guys. We're excited. It's going to be a great Monday show. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment in hour number one today. Elections have consequences. 2020, November 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden against Donald Trump. Everybody voted. 15 million extra people voted for Biden and Trump that didn't vote on November 5th, 2024. We have that 15 million people video. We played it on the radio. I sent it to many of you. It was a spike. Going back to 2012, looking at the bar graphs between how many votes Barack Hussein Obama Biden got versus Donald Trump, or excuse me, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, 2012 election. Basically, the bar graph laid it out in 2012. 2012 is the beginning point of that video. 2016, basically the same numbers as 2012, when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. 2020, 15 million extra voters. Some went to Trump, most of them went to Biden. Biden got the highest number of votes in the history of presidential elections. Pat Kobach, good friend of ours, wrote a book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened, What to Do About It. This is a phenomenon that we probably will never see again. What they did in 2020, we got onto them. We figured it out. We were monitoring. It was too big to rig for Trump, and Trump won on November 5th this year. But because of what happened in 2020, presidential election, many people in Michigan who voted in that presidential year, 1.7 million people, most of them Republican conservatives who voted for Trump, didn't bother to vote in the midterm election of 2022. Now, as a result, low turnout in the midterm election of 2022 caused the passage of Proposal 3, Anything Goes Abortions in the state of Michigan. In addition, Whitmer, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, got reelected. Attorney General Dana Nessel got reelected. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson got reelected. And the Democrats took back the majority, not only of the House, but also the Senate, which they hadn't had in 40 years. The last time the Democrats had control of the state Senate in Michigan, in Lansing, was 1982. Fast forward 40 years to 2022, and they got a two-seat majority, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Out of the 110 state reps in the House, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. They had a two-seat majority in the Senate and in the House, and they got to work. Their bucket list started to get implemented. First thing out of the gate, repeal right to work. Michigan is a forced unionized state again, except for, now get this, government workers, public school teachers. They still have right to work, but the private sector does not. It's that simple. Now, one of the things you have to understand, folks, and this is very, very critically important for you to understand, when they started their bucket list agenda items, and I'm not even sure how many they had, 1,000, 1,500, whatever, they immediately went to work to start getting those passed in the House and the Senate, ramming them through committee, getting them onto the floor, voting for them, getting them passed. 56 in the House, 20 in the Senate, one signature by a governor. 56, 20, and 1 are the magic numbers. You get 56 votes in the House, 20 votes in the Senate, a signature by a governor, it becomes a law in the state of Michigan. It's that simple. They had it, and they did it. Reinstated prevailing wage, passed gun laws, passed a Clean Energy Act of 2040, where they think it's now law that we must, by 2040, produce all of our electricity in Michigan with solar panels and wind turbines. Spending all kinds of money to attract businesses to build electric vehicle batteries, storage capacity batteries for windmills, wind turbines, to be able to store the energy from solar panels. All the crazy things they've done. Well, out of all the crazy things that they did for the first basically year and a half of this last 2-year term, comes this week and next week. The amount of things that they're going to pass this week and next week blows the first year and a half away. Why? Because they know they've lost the majority in the House. The Republicans are coming in on January 1st with a 58 to 52 majority. This week, here's some of the items they're going to pass. They're going to pass it in the House. They're going to pass it in the Senate. And they're going to send all these bills to the governor. So put your seatbelt on. Get out your pad of paper or text message. This is what's happening. Democrats in Michigan intend to pass the following legislation this week during their lame duck session. Number one thing on their list, House Bill 4156. What is House Bill 4156? The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. They are going to pass a bill that will require all of our electors for the Electoral College coming up in the next presidential election, November of 2028, whoever wins the national popular vote will get all of our electors. Forget who wins Michigan. Forget about it. It doesn't matter who wins Michigan. Whoever wins the national popular vote is who they will assign our electors to for that person, for that party. Now, this election, Electoral College, was a pretty major victory for Trump. 312 for Donald Trump, 226 for Kamala Harris. The magic number is 270. He beat her pretty good. He got 42 more electors for the Electoral College than was required. Not after this week. In 2028, J.D. Vance's probably run against, who knows, Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, whoever. We will not, depending on what happens in our state, necessarily our electors will not go for the person who won our state. Our electors will be assigned and voting for the person, the winner of the national popular vote. That's number one on their bucket list. They're passing it this week. In the next half hour, I'm going to play a video for you, absolutely outlining the goals that the Democrats have had for over 2 years with regards to Michigan. But you see, they didn't want to pass it in the first year to affect this November 5th, 2024 presidential election for fear that they would be completely wiped out on the Democrat side this November, so they didn't bother to pass it. They wanted Elisa Slotkin to win the U.S. Senate seat. They wanted a chance at keeping their majority in the House. They wanted to get more Democratic congresspeople in Washington, D.C., more congressmen and women to be Democrats. So they didn't pass this. I have a YouTube video I'm going to play for you in the next half hour. This was on their bucket list over 5 years ago, and most recently included an updated version a year ago saying this legislation had already been introduced in Michigan. You're going to hear it with your own ears. This is an end run, folks, around the Founding Fathers' creation of the Electoral College. Why do I say that? Because if and when they get to 270, and with Michigan passing it this week, and I think the other state is Wisconsin, he describes it in the video, you're going to hear the numbers. They'll be up to 225. All they need to do is get to 270. They're 45 electors away from having the national popular vote interstate compact be in effect for the 2028 presidential election. This is unbelievable. I've got a whole other list of bills here that we're going to get to for today's show. But the number one, House Bill 4156, National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, is the biggest. And potentially could affect our presidential elections in this country heading into 2028's election. Why? Why is it an end run from what our Founding Fathers set up for us when they created the Electoral College? You don't have to campaign in 24 states to be the next president of the United States. You only have to campaign and dump all your TV ads, mailers, signs, activities into 24 cities. The 24 most populated cities in this country, New York City, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Philadelphia, Madison, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All you have to do is campaign in 24 cities, Houston. You get the most national popular votes in 24 cities, and you can become the president of the United States in 2028. Lansing Democrats are doing this week. I'm going to play this video for you on the other side. We'll be right back. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, two people are dead and a third is in custody in an incident Blackman Leone Township Public Safety is calling a double homicide. Officials from the department say officers were dispatched on Saturday for a welfare check. On arrival, officers found a person in the driveway. Officials reported he was dead. A further search of the property led officers to discover a second person dead on the property. Officials say the deceased are a 57-year-old male along with a 70-year-old female. Investigators then found out one of the victim's vehicles was missing from the scene. Shortly afterwards, that vehicle was stopped in a traffic stop. The driver then fled on foot. He has been lodged in the Jackson County Jail with reports heading to the prosecutor's office. A special flag donation in the Upper Peninsula. Jim Lee Hockey has the story.